Turning our attention now to chart number 4, this begins chapter 5 of Eliphaz's continuing reply to Job's initial comments, which were in chapter 3. Last week we looked at chapter 4, which was Eliphaz's first chapter of comments. So I want to draw your attention to an important element of poetic expression in Hebrew poetry. Unlike rhyming on vowels or repeating on metrical consonant sounds, which is done, for instance, in Shakespeare, in Hebrew, the poetry has a structure built around a parallelism of ideas. So the ideas get repeated in a way, but not exactly repeated, but nuanced repeated. And sometimes it expands the in the repetition, sometimes it contrasts in the repetition, sometimes it just gives a little subtle difference in the repetition. So a standard form of that is shown in verse 1 of chapter 5, and I've shown in the letters alongside this A-B-A-B structure. This is a very common form of it. What this means is that lines 1 and 3, which are designated by the A, have a parallel to them. So if you look at that, it says call if you will, and then the third line says to which of the holy ones, whereas lines 2 and 4 have a parallel to them, who will answer you and to whom will you turn. That is a common form, but it's not the only form. If you look at verse 4, it has a different form. It's A-B-B-A. That is, lines 2 and 3 are repeated, or again, connected in a parallel way, and 1 and 4 are connected in a parallel way. So his children, and then without a defender, are lines 1 and 4. 2 and 3 deal with the safety or being crushed in court. That same structure in verse 5 is A-B-B-A. Again, each one of these parallels conveys a certain idea that helps us understand what the text is. The A-B-B-A structure, such as verse 4 and verse 5, is called chiastic, and that is a term that means you're basically creating a encircling. You come back at the last line to the beginning, and it gets the feeling of being encompassed or encircled, so it's kind of like a completeness of the thought. Whereas the structure in verse 1, A-B-A-B, is more like a kind of pounding from side to side. You can almost picture Job being seated between two opponents, people that are correcting him. And on one side is the A person speaking those lines, and on the other side is the B person. And so they rhythmically go back and forth, basically commenting on in Job in sort of a surround sound kind of way. And then we'll look at some other ideas as we go forward.